You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day from coast to coast. Great to be with you today. Hope you're enjoying your day. Lots of rain around this area yesterday. I can't tell you that. I'll wait till the monster show to tell you that. But we used to have a lot of fun with the weather, talking about the hysterical media. And the weather's really easy to pick apart on that. The hysterical media, in large part, driving the wedge narrative between Americans. Because if you get your face out of the media, you wind up talking to your neighbors, you don't see anything that you hear on the news. Or fake news. It's news. I use that term lightly, okay? Use it because there's no such thing. It's just opinion today. It's all it is. News today is opinion. But I saw a thing, and my wife sent me something today that a killer derecho moved across the country, and it was reminiscent of derecho. Shanto, bring your mic live. This is a story that goes back many years on Armed American Radio. We used to laugh and have fun with the term. You know how the media gets all hysterical and all of a sudden there's a new term they pull out of a, vault somewhere that nobody's heard since the 1870s. In this case, it was derecho, which they used for a fast-moving storm front. The term is real, but it's, never been used before, okay? You remember that. So this storm that went across the country yesterday, when I was a kid, we just called it a, storm.
Well, I was chasing storms back then, and I went to a storm chaser class, learned about all that, and that's the first time I heard of it. Then they started naming every storm they've snuck past America.
Yeah, the Weather Channel, a bunch of hysteria. And my dad called me, and I got a couple emails from listeners that said, you're not going to believe this. The media dredged up that word derecho again. It's so funny. And as you said, you went through storm chasing. You learned about it. Nobody's ever heard. It's just evidence of hysteria in the media and how they get away with and how they do what they do. And, the other one was, the new one was polar vortex, for a cold, it got cold for a few days. Here's Mark's weather. It's going to get hot as crap in the summertime. It's going to get cold as crap in Minneapolis and up north if you live up north, and it's going to snow in the wintertime. There's my weather for you. Hey, Phoenix, it's going to be really hot in Phoenix. Yeah, Texas, Dallas, it's going to be hot. Yeah, the hysterical media today is really something. So anyway, thanks to those of you who sent me that. Really, seriously, yeah. Thanks for the reminder. Yeah, thanks for the blood pressure rise, okay? Thanks a lot for that. Keep it to yourself. Just kidding. So, Sean, I thought that was funny, and it reminded me of some old times, I got a kick out of that. Hey, here's something that never gets old to hear. A good guy with a gun actually stopping a bad guy with a gun. It happened in Dixon, Illinois today. Did you hear about that? Sure you did. But you're not hearing about it incessantly like you did in Parkland, because in Parkland, a coward refused to go in to the school and ran around outside and drove around in a golf cart and had his gun out looking like a, tough guy on an episode of Cops or something like that. Meanwhile, a crazed 19-year-old lunatic who had been expelled from school. Where have we heard that before? Dixon, Illinois, right? That's right. That's the same type of situation, same age. Expelled, same thing. Shows up at the school and murders 17 students while the cop runs around taking cover behind brick walls and taking, golf carts to get there and everything else. And that, of course, gave rise to a handful of, I say loudmouths. In fact, they are because of the bullhorn given to them by the media, because they push the media-driven agenda of hating your rights. And when the media can latch on to kids to come after you, that's even better, right? Sure, that's the dishonest media doing what they do. And then ignore all the pro-gun kids who want to be heard, but they don't get the coverage that the anti-gun kids get. Because why would they do that? It blows out their narrative. You see, it's so easy to just go down these holes. So I'll leave it at that. The bottom line is, had the coward in Broward done his job, actually had the sheriff in Broward and deputies 10 years ago done their jobs, there we wouldn't be hearing about Parkland, and we would have never heard names like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez and Cameron Caskey and the likes of the rest of them, whose 20 minutes is now being stretched to 30 minutes. We would have never heard of them because the kid would have been where he was supposed to be, locked up somewhere, and he wouldn't have been able to do what he did. That's just a fact. Saw the same thing happen in Maryland. Got very little coverage. Armed resource officer shot and killed, or shot, I don't recall. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I'm not going to waste time pulling it up now. I have other things to talk about. But a resource officer shot the wannabe alleged murderer, right? The alleged attempted murderer, ending it, saving countless lives, God knows how many lives. Same thing happened in Dixon, Illinois today. Good guy with a gun. Now, the cops, the media won't tell you it's a good guy with a gun. They'll say it's an armed deputy, resource officer. But here's what it is. It's a good guy with a gun. Yet again, Wayne LaPierre's statement is proven true. And the media hates that. They just can't stand that. That's what happened. A good guy with a gun. Doesn't matter if he's a cop. Doesn't matter if it was an airline pilot. Doesn't matter if it were a teacher, a resource. It makes no difference. A good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. Now, it's interesting. I went and dug into it. You probably haven't. But the picture of this kid looks like, you know, just every Joe Blow, freckle-faced, zit-covered teenage, you know, and I say kid, and I say that as a, I don't know, just a blanket term, because like the kids at Parkland, they are adults by age. They want to be called kids. Well, you know, I'm just a kid. So I should probably stop saying that. I should refer to that as college kids, that kind of thing. You know, anybody in college is not a kid. They might have some 17-year-old freshmen there who made age cutoffs or whatever. But literally, they're adults. But he's 19 years old. He's an adult. Walked into the school. Don't know yet. Haven't seen whether, and by the time you hear this, depending on where you are, if you're getting me on a delayed broadcast, not listening live, I don't know if it was a rifle. Don't know if it was a handgun. Don't really give a crap what it was. Yet again, stringent gun control in Illinois failed to stop it, because gun control is a failure. It doesn't work. If a madman wants to do some harm, he's going to do harm. What did we talk about yesterday in the first segment of the program? Evil exists. You have to accept that. You cannot begin to take your own self-defense and personal defense seriously, or your home defense for that matter, seriously, until you accept the fact that there are bad people who do bad things that wish to do you harm and couldn't care less about your life. They will kill you. They will watch you die. They don't care. They don't care it's your birthday. They don't care what you're looking forward to. They don't care you just got engaged. They don't care you just found out you're pregnant. They couldn't care less. They'll kill you. That's what evil does. Evil attempted that today in Dixon, Illinois, and a good guy with a gun put a stop to it. But he didn't just put a stop to it because he happened to be there. He ran to the sound of it, which is what the cops are supposed to do. It's what Peterson should have done in Broward and did not. In fact, he went the opposite direction. Pretended to be a tough guy. That guy just began collecting a lifetime pension of $8,800 a month. That's right. He was being paid over $100,000, $101,000 or $102,000, and he's now collecting 75 to 80% of that as a lifetime pension. $8,841, I think, was the number I saw yesterday, in that ballpark, in that range, a month for life. I doubt he's going to see all that. I think it's at risk. There's some lawsuits involved. One lawsuit, in fact, Mr. Pollock, whose daughter Meadow was killed, has filed suit, wrongful death suit against him. He is named individually, personally, so that's going to be a problem for him. No question about that. In addition to that, there is some ways the state can go back in, I believe, from what I read yesterday, and take from him what he's getting after his 31-plus years. I bet he's wishing he had retired when he wanted to, you know, 11 years earlier. But he kept in there to get his big fat pension as best he could. In today's day and age, he's lucky to get a pension at all. Most Americans don't. Most Americans have to do it themselves. Oh, boy. But a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun. Lo and behold, imagine that. Will the left admit that? Will they talk about that? No, they'll call him a cop and say, well, see, it's a cop. Because to them, it's magic. He's a cop. It's magic. They forget that cops are just like you. They go home. They go to the bathroom. They put their clothes on. They get up. They eat. And I know a vast number of civilians who train far more than active duty law enforcement. Doesn't matter to the left. Michigan teachers, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about that a little bit, because we saw what happened in Dixon, Illinois today when somebody with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun, sends him scampering, kid's in custody, spend the rest of his life in prison at 19 years old for what he did in Illinois today, and thankfully no one was hurt because of a good guy with a gun. And Michigan teachers made some comments in a poll about arming schools. And I'll give you some of that information. Also want to pick up where I left off a little bit with Pam Bondi yesterday. Some interesting stuff going on there, and I think it's worthwhile to ask some legitimate questions as the gun grabbers and freaks come after everything related to our right to bear arms. We got to stay on our toes, out on a swivel. Back after this. It's nearly the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but you've only got a few days left to make your dreams come true. Because the USCCA is giving five of you, my lucky listeners, $1,000 to buy your dream Kimber with extra ammo. That's right. Five of you will take home $1,000 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. And it's completely free. But your chances to win end next Friday. There will be no gun after that. So this is your last chance. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your five free chances to win right now. It's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you are almost out of time before the USCCA draws those five winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal your dream Kimber and enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your five chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Let's violate one of the signs. No food or drink in studio. Hold on. What is it today, Mark? What are you drinking today? Nestle Pure Life Water. There you go. Had a Warfighter Joe coffee earlier today. Love that stuff. I like bags of coffee. I like opening up new bags of coffee. It's pretty cool. That whole vacuum seal thing, they just feels right. You know, it's like, it feels like a quality thing. Warfighter's got a good, really cool bag of coffee. The whole vacuum seal thing, you open it. I love that. WarfighterTobacco.com, promo code AAR, by the way. Take a discount on it. All right, been talking about it for weeks. Going to move quickly through it here. But the USCCA, five $1,000 checks, a reminder for you today. To buy the Kimber Micro laser grip, get some extra ammo, okay? Five of you are going to get the check. It's completely free. So when you enter, you get all five chances, right? ArmedAndResponsible.com. Lock in those five free chances right now. Don't put it off. This ends next Friday, so you've only got a few days left, okay? Get your name on the winner's list right now. ArmedAndResponsible.com. I did get an email from somebody who won the gun a day last week. I'll be getting to that by the end of this week. I'll finally get around to that. I've been telling you about it, but I'll pull it up. I'll get to the email. I want you to hear it. Because you can do the same thing. A number of my listeners who have won have reached out to me and let me know that, which is very cool. So don't miss it. Kimber, $1,000, laser grip, ammo, USCCA, free, 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 and free. Five free guns. Five free checks. That's pretty cool. ArmedAndResponsible.com. The rest of our sponsors are at the page at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Make sure to check them out. As I was just talking about Warfighter Tobacco, jump in there and support these folks. Believe me, when they're supporting us, it's absolutely vital we support them too. We will continue to drive you to them. And so many of you are doing that, and thank you so much. All right, we go to Michigan real fast. Supreme Court refused to hear grant cert to a particular case out of California. Get to that in just a minute as well. But I want to stay on the Michigan thing here, the Dixon, Illinois, because a good guy with a gun. USA Today's all over it because it's a cop. They're over it. You know, it fits their narrative. Oh, only law enforcement should have guns, this type of thing. But it's okay. They feel safe when their pilots are flying. But pilots aren't law enforcement. But that's okay. Pilots shouldn't have to worry about guns and cockpits. Pilots should be worrying about flying the airplane, right? Does that make sense to you? Well, Michigan study, a survey, I should say there's a difference between a survey and a study, but a survey finds Michigan teachers don't want to be given guns to deter school shootings. And, of course, there's the typical picture of the boneheaded liberal that says bullets are not school supplies. Well, of course they're not. Who the hell ever said they were? Nobody's saying they are. Now, I'm going to take your dopey sign literally. And then behind that, I think, was a sign that says, actually, I do want to take your guns. I mean, you know, so the truth is out here, okay? 71% of Michigan teachers who took the survey, 1,005 public school employees who were Michigan Education Association members, which I guess is a union, 71% oppose allowing school employees to carry concealed guns in schools. 67% say allowing school personnel to carry firearms would be, now get this, would be, and here's the method to my madness, ineffective at preventing gun violence in schools. That number is not surprising at all to me. And to me, that's not negative. That tells me that there are 29% of teachers who are okay with carrying a firearm and would be primed for taking the extensive training that these 71% of dopes that carry signs that say, bullets are not school supplies, and technically, actually, I do want to take your guns. When you wipe them off, we don't want those people carrying guns anyway. Nobody's asking them to. This is what they miss. Now you got that 29% out there. That's who we want to tap into. And of that 29%, a much smaller percentage would actually wind up going through the training and carrying the guns. But you see, that 71% of dopes that walk around carrying the signs and say, bullets are not school supplies, and actually I do want to take your guns, are too stupid to figure out that we wouldn't have to worry about the teacher using a firearm if the potential killer knew the school was protected. There's a big difference between knowing. You see, here, let's go back to Dixon, Illinois. You got a 19-year-old lunatic. Now, I got to tell you, go look at the kid's picture. This kid looks like, he looks like Beaver Cleaver. He does. He looks like Beaver Cleaver. More proof positive, right, that you can't judge a book by its cover. That things aren't always as they appear. And if you looked at his picture, you certainly wouldn't think, well, this kid got expelled. Oh, no, you do. If you listen to this program, you know not to do those things, right? Because you know that what exists? Evil exists. And it takes on many forms. So you never know. See, that's the key here. You follow me? See where I'm going here? That's what the average Joe Blow would look like. Oh, that's Beaver Cleaver. No. We know that evil exists. Now, granted, you look at it on first glance, you go, Nothing rings a bell. Kid doesn't have any face tattoos or anything, and he doesn't look like he's been in trouble for the last 10 years. Oh, but wait, how can you tell that just by looking at the kid? See, there you go. You have to assume that evil takes many forms, but I'm going down a different rabbit hole, and I don't want to do that. But the kid ran the moment somebody confronted him. He took off and fired as he was fleeing. It's too bad the resource officer didn't draw one, go right through the spine and drop him on the ground. That's too bad. But he got caught nonetheless. Oh, I can hear it now. Right? Did you hear what that guy just said? Yeah, because I don't have any sympathy for someone who would go into the school and attack our kids. I have a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old. And here's my motto, and you know this if you've been listening to me for years, and I make no apologies for it, none. Zero, never will. Don't care what kind of life this clown had. Don't care his dad wasn't around. Don't care what drugs he was doing. Makes no difference. It's called personal responsibility. Here's my old motto, right? You know it. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results due to the actions of someone defending their life against your attempts to deprive them of theirs, I hope what you get hurts. And I hope you have a hell of a ride wherever it is you're going, pal, because you've earned it. No excuses and no sympathies from this radio host at all. Fortunately, the kid was caught. But the people, this 29%, of the percentage of that 29%, who would be armed and would choose to be armed, would be enough of a deterrent in and of itself to keep this idiot from going to the school. And the 71%, the fraction of those who carry these dopey signs, will never get it. You're not going to get through to these people. These people are putting agenda and politics above everything else. Forget them. Let's work with the 29%, shall we? We'll be back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com, and I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Before I get off of this Michigan subject, there was a line there that I wanted to cover with you. 67% say allowing school personnel to carry firearms would be ineffective at preventing gun violence in school. Really? Said 67% of survey respondents who know absolutely nothing about firearms, firearm trainings, how guns work, and are quite frankly afraid of guns. Because they're the people who, here's the other findings were interesting. I was looking at this during the break, so we'll go over it. Nearly half, 49% of educators believe that the level of gun violence has reached a state of crisis for the country, and 32% see it as very serious. Now, I want to put this in perspective for you. when you hear the left say 33,000 gun violence or deaths caused by gun violence, 60% of that number, while the number of 33,000 will be accurate, 60+% of that are suicides. The murder rate in the country fluctuates between 8,000 people and 11,000 people. It's been declining. It's been on the decline at historic levels, according to the FBI, not according to me, for years. And keep in mind, put this in perspective, this is a country of 320 million people. So why would half of educators believe that? Because they see the crap on the news. Good Lord, God knows who they're watching. But if they're watching any of the alphabet soup networks, they're getting it pounded into their head that there is what an epidemic of gun violence in America. That is a health crisis. It's being pounded into them. The numbers I just gave you are accurate. And you would think an educator, particularly one that might have, you know, taught math or statistics, would understand that. But they don't. Their emotions override their ability to think rationally. And this is the kind of garbage that you get. Well, having a gun in the school wouldn't be effective. Really? It was effective today. Well, he's a police officer. Said the same person who feels safer when their pilot flies them around. Or shouldn't pilots? We do not need to introduce guns to the cockpit. But let me tell you, educator, you're great. We love you. You teach our kids. That pilot's doing a hell of a lot more in the cockpit than you are in a day on your hour and a half flight. Okay? We shouldn't introduce a gun into that cockpit, should we? The very people who feel safer in their airplane because their pilots are armed come out with this gibberish. Why? Because they're being politically driven. That's why. 58% majority of members are worried there could be a mass shooting at their own school. There are 130,000+ schools in America. Those statistics and probability and stat teachers should know better. And they do. But they don't care. Not when they're letting their emotions overtake them. This is the disease known as liberalism. This is what it does to what are normally rational people. But when they get emotionally charged, it goes right out the window. Their educations go out the window. The odds that your school is going to be attacked are so small, they are statistically insignificant. They are still rare events. This is a country thousands of miles across with 320+ million people inside its borders that we know of, probably more. And yes, the nation is awash in guns, hundreds of millions of guns in the hands of over 100 million people. These people walk around every day, everywhere they go, they walk around amongst armed population, their neighbors, their colleagues, and they don't even know it. Yet they say these dopey things, not even thinking. They cannot think. They are so emotionally charged. 63% of members oppose a proposal to allow school employees to have guns in schools, even if they are required to receive firearms training and guns are locked and can only be accessed by a teacher's fingerprint. MEA members also oppose allowing concealed carry in schools, 62%. Meanwhile, the reality is it's wildly successful in every school it's been implemented. And the problems that they are afraid of occurring don't. But they can't cognitively, they can't figure that out. They can't figure that out. They can't, well, is it working here? Is it working in Ohio? You know, just south of us. There are hundreds of armed teachers. Maybe we should look at that. No, they don't want to. It's blocked right out of their mind. They don't even want to go there because it's so dangerous, because they're so emotionally charged. Yet it's working, and it's wildly successful in Ohio, in Utah, and Texas, and other states. But they don't care. They don't want to hear it. It's not right. We shouldn't be doing that. We are teachers. A 71% majority of members believe increasing funding and resources for mental health counseling would be very effective at preventing gun violence in schools. There you go. There's the dopiness right there. actually doing something about it. Here, what these people can't figure out is that if you just put a sign up on the door that said, if you attempt to harm our students, you're going to be blown away, that in and of itself would be effective. They, you know, they would argue against that. They are so emotionally charged. It's fascinating. Fascinating, fascinating, fascinating. Real quick, gun sales through the roof, over 2.2 million. And thanks to David Hogg and Cameron Caskey and the rest, Emma Gonzalez, and predominantly those three that get airtime. The National Rifle Association numbers, fundraising numbers, have broken 15-year records because of these three. Every time they open their mouth, they're just little miniature childlike Barack Obamas that every time they open their mouths, gun sales just fly. These kids can't figure it out. I say kids because that's what they claim they are. They want to be kids. They're certainly not acting like adults. 2.2 million background checks performed in April, higher than the previous record set in April of 2016. Who would have ever thunk it? I would have thunk it. When you attempt to come after Americans' rights, which these kids are openly doing, they will soon find out why running on a gun control agenda is a failure. So I beg you, go, please, run on a gun control agenda. Have David Hogg, Emma Gonzalez, and Cameron Caskey show up at your campaign events. Please, I beg you. Something tells me even Pelosi and Schumer would eventually go, no, that's not a really good idea. But they're emotionally charged too. They're believing their own media hype and media bubble. But that's a great story. Pam Bondi, let me go back to Pam Bondi for a minute. I'm going to switch gears on you. Yesterday I told you about, and I'm talking about Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi. She is now defending the gun control law and the unconstitutionality. She's defending this in court because she's the state, representing the state against the National Rifle Association and what will soon be two publicly named plaintiffs, 19-year-old female and a 19-year-old male, who the National Rifle Association is assisting with their lawsuit because the state of Florida just took their right to keep and bear arms away from them. And they are contending that you can't do that. I'm an adult. I have a right to bear arms. I have a right to buy that gun. You already took my right to buy a handgun away from me. Now you're going to buy it. Now I can't buy any gun? Now I don't think that's going to fly. I'm suing you. And Pam Bondi is defending against that. And I find it interesting because we have the Lawful Protection of Commerce and Arms Act, LPCCA, that protects gun manufacturers from frivolous lawsuits from people who are shot and killed in a gang drive-by, and their family wants to turn around and sue Remington or sue Smith & Wesson or sue Glock, as if Glock had anything to do with the criminal act of someone using their product. When we come back, I'll explain what Pam Bondi's doing, because I want you to keep an eye on this stuff. This is the tactic. This is the new tactic of the left and how they're coming after your rights. And it's really ironic that it's a Republican, supposedly, in Florida, who's always said she, Second Amendment, but, right? We'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, gun lovers. Time is running out a week from Friday. Next Friday, okay, is it, at armedandresponsible.com. Go in and get your entry in there. You enter one time, it gives you five entries because the USCCA is giving away five checks for $1,000 for you to buy the Kimber Micro with the laser grips and get some extra ammo on their dime, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss out on this. Also, please visit all of our great sponsors. You can see the list, and it's growing, and it's going to get bigger with some very cool stuff on the horizon. But these are all products that we use, we buy, we wear, we eat. Okay? They don't make it here if they don't pass the test. And not only do they pass the test, they all want to be here, and they want to connect with you. And you already know that. Everybody from Mike Lindell at MyPillow, Warfighter Tobacco, Unleash the Warfighter in You, and the rest of them, all of them are there. Click on their link and go see what they offer and use the promo codes, AAR. We're eventually going to have those promo codes on the site too, okay? So lots of good stuff happening as we continue to blow up across America's airwaves. Now in our 10th year, amazing, 4 year for this show, in our 4th year now, and in our 10th year on the Monster broadcast. Can't wait for that broadcast coming up on this Sunday. All right, let's go back over to Pam Bondi for a minute. Because this is a tactic that you normally see employed by the left. Let's go after the manufacturer. And it is so despicable that Congress said, no. And passed the Lawful Protection of Commerce and Arms Act to protect gun manufacturers from literally being sued, because the Brady campaign and Bloomberg and the rest of them will put you right out of business by suing you out of business. Individual gun shops, individual manufacturers, accessory makers. There needs to be some protection. Any clear-thinking, intellectually honest person does not think for one second that GM is responsible in any way, shape, or form for the actions of a driver, a drunk driver of one of its vehicles, and the carnage it causes. No one. Not one. No dopey liberal, no socialist, no conservative, no Republican. Notice I separated the two. Nobody, no intellectually honest person at all would on any given day suggest that General Motors is responsible for the actions of the driver of their vehicle. Never. Pam Bondi now is filing a lawsuit, I mentioned this yesterday, against opioid makers and distributors. And I want you to listen to her quote. It's time the defendants pay for the pain and the destruction that they have caused. Now, as someone who is intimately familiar with the drug companies, Eli Lilly in particular, my father worked for Eli Lilly for about 31 years. It was the only job he had when he got out of college. He's a pharmacist. My sister is a pharmacist. My grandfather is a pharmacist, was a pharmacist. He worked for Eli Lilly for over 30 years. I know a little bit about the drug companies from the family. Paid my bills the entire time I was growing up. Put me through school. And I'm familiar with the attacks that they're under on a regular basis. You know, people like to attack them because the drug companies have money. People forget how many billions of dollars and how many decades it takes in research, clinical research, to bring a drug to market in the United States. The companies pour billions into this stuff, billions, and takes them years and years and years. And what do they get out of it? A 20-year patent. Now, I won't get into that whole debate with you. There are unscrupulous people out there in every industry, including the drug industry, that give the whole industry a bad name. But I say that for a reason. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with it. It has absolutely everything to do with guns, because this is the same tactic employed by the left, or wants to be employed by the left, to come after your firearms rights. Going to go there in just a second. The Brady campaign. They're trying to stay relevant. And this is kind of how they do it. It's time for the defendants to pay for the pain and the destruction that they have caused. Pam Bondi could be saying that about Smith & Wesson, couldn't she? Or Remington, or Glock, or Rock River Arms. She could be saying that about any gun company, couldn't she? Because those same words have been used by the left and are being used today. Pam Bondi's a Republican. Pam Bondi in the past has expressed her support for the Second Amendment. Pam Bondi is now defending Florida's worst gun control bill in the history of the state. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Is it the drug companies? The drug companies aren't, they're not prescribing the stuff. They made the stuff. They're not prescribing it. They're making it available to doctors to prescribe. Is it the drug company's fault that an unscrupulous doctor is maybe on the take and writing prescriptions? Is that the manufacturer's fault? Is it Ford's fault the drunk drove the car into the minivan or school bus? Is it Glock's fault the criminal gangbanger stole the gun from a gun shop in a stolen car that he rammed through the building and then used that gun to murder a rival gangbanger? Is that Glock's fault? Every clear-thinking, intellectually honest person on planet Earth would tell you, of course not. Those Glocks save lives every single day in the hands of law enforcement and law-abiding citizens. You just don't hear about it, do you? Nope. Ford and GM make vehicles that save lives. Police cars, cruisers, ambulances. And those drug companies provide relief to billions of people around the country. and their products save millions and millions and millions of lives. Can they be misused? Of course they can. Can automobiles be misused? Of course they can. Can knives be misused? Of course they can. Can you get your brains bashed in by a baseball bat, a Louisville Slugger? Hell yeah, you can. More people hit home runs with Louisville Sluggers than get their brains bashed in, though. More people are saved by guns. The CDC itself just proved that, something we've known for a long time. At 2.46 million, which is over 8,000 times a day, a firearm is used to save a life in America. I used a Glock to save my life and never had to pull the trigger. Personally, me, little old me. Damn glad I had it that day. And I bet if you've ever taken one of these drugs because of the pain you're in, you were really happy that it was around. Can they be misused? Yes. Can they be prescribed by evil people for nefarious intent? Yes, they can. But do we sue the manufacturer? This is a political ploy. I don't know how far it's going to get. But it is the same technique the left uses to come after your firearms. The Teixeira case in California. We find today that the Supreme Court refused to grant cert to the case. I'm going to go into more detail about that tomorrow. It is a very important case. It's not surprising that they didn't, but this is the case that you heard Alan Gottlieb talking about. Alan Gura was the attorney in the case that appealed to the Supreme Court, and it has to do with an Alameda County ordinance in California. Gun shop owners, future gun shop owners want to open a shop in the county in the unincorporated areas of the county, say that the gun shop has to be within, it has to be outside 500 feet, which essentially in the area they wanted to open up means they couldn't open up their gun shop. They claim that, man, you know, come on, you're discriminating against me. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, of course, ruled in October a 9-2 decision that the ordinance was constitutional. The Supreme Court refused to hear the case again today. Tomorrow we will talk about it in much greater detail, and I'm sure we're going to get more information on the Monster broadcast as well. So until tomorrow when we meet again here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.